change your mind. Sarah, Sarah, so easy to look at, so hard to define.
Man, Dylan is a fast songwriter.
Yeah,
he came up with that like in one weekend.
The man knows his market. I'll tell you what, knows how to get to the top of the pops right away. Well, the reason behind Governor Sarah Palin's resignation in Alaska last Friday remains a mystery for most of us. Why indeed did you change your mind, Sarah? Was it for family, for money, for a slot on Fox News as a commentator, presidential aspirations? Well, there are plenty of people criticizing Sarah Palin, but right now we're going to check in with some of her supporters. Marjorie Denenfelser is the president of the Susan B. Anthony List, which is a political action committee, and co-founder of Team Sarah, as in Sarah Palin. Jimmy Bice writes the blog thesundriesshack.com. They're both Sarah Palin supporters. Marjorie, I want to start with you. On your blog, you talk to thousands of Sarah Palin supporters all over the country, just like yourself. What are the reactions you're seeing from these people on her resignation so far?
Well, since Friday, we've had a surge of support and new members, a lot of new activity where it's been quiet for a while. The support there is just palpable, and the reaction to a lot of the punditry has been forceful.
Can I ask, though, support for what? Because she has not said what she's going to do.
Support for her decision. Frankly, this group is such an organic movement. Support for her as a human being and the decisions that she has made and whatever she decides to do in the future. It's hard to understand if you have not been following her day-to-day life how loyal they are to her and her family and to her career. They just believe in her in a way that defies all sort of inside the Beltway, inside Manhattan, inside L.A. Conventional wisdom, because it is indeed conventional. She is not a conventional candidate. She's got a charisma that is really surpassed that of anyone, especially women in politics, for quite some time.
Jimmy Bice, do you have any insight into her reasons for resigning?
I don't know that it takes a whole lot of insight. All you have to really do is kind of pay attention to what she said, and she's going to lay her reasons out pretty plainly. She had a lot of ethics complaints that were costing her personally and her state quite a bit of money, and she felt that it was taken away from her ability to govern Alaska.
But she's not the first politician to confront those kinds of things. And most people, I know you've heard this criticism, but most people hang in till the end of their term. She's not the first governor to face ethics complaints.
Oh, sure, not at all. But I would say that you'd have to go a long way to find someone that handled, I think we're up to, 15 or 18 complaints since November. Her lieutenant governor came out and said, either over the weekend or yesterday, that it was costing the state actually $2 million just apart from her. And that's one of the reasons. And the other reason she gave is the toll on her family. And you have to really kind of give it a second thought when you're not the target, but when your family, when your children start to become the target of these attacks.
Right, but Jimmy and Marjorie, that there's a word for that. It's called quitting. If it's too tough, you quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what she did.
Well,
right?
let me ask you this. What part of Sarah Palin's biography to this point has actually said quitter? Because I don't see it.
The fact that she gave up her governorship.
Let's also consider when she became governor in 2006, which we helped elect her, so we were involved in this. She did not buy into this. She did not buy into being daily attacked, having her, Down syndrome kid a target of attack. She didn't buy into spending her own time and the Alaska's time and Alaska's money every single day, not just receiving attacks from, these ethics complaints that have all been dismissed, by the way, but attacks from the blogosphere, the media, the Republican establishment, the feminist movement, the Democratic establishment. I mean, we can't pretend that this is a scale equal to anything that we've seen before.
All right.
This is over the top and not what she bought into.
All right, Marjorie.
She quit the oil commission, right? Didn't she? She didn't finish college?
She finished college.
Did she finish college?
She finished college. She went to several different colleges.
She went to a bunch of different colleges,
yeah.
Right.
Well, and
is that a problem?
Well, no, I just I'm just trying to get the issue of quitting. You know that.
Well, you like that issue because it's something that is a it's a drumbeat that's out there. But it is very hard to imagine the life that she is leading unless you're following it all the time. And I think it's a very sacrificial and brave thing that she has done. She's passed this responsibility to someone who can actually do the job in the way that she thinks it needs to be done, because her job has been made impossible.
Jimmy Bice, in reaction to this, even a lot of Sarah Palin's erstwhile supporters have criticized her timing, her speech, whether or not this enables her to have a viable political future. You're surrounded by Sarah Palin supporters. Have you seen any unease or discomfort or dissension in the ranks of strong Sarah Palin supporters about the way she did this, even if they support her in general?
There are some people quite a few people, I would say, even among supporters who I think tend to buy into kind of the general conventional wisdom that, well, this is no way to get ahead in public office. I would say that that Sarah Palin has been successful by doing the things that the conventional wisdom says not to do. She's never taken a conventional approach to success in her personal life or her professional life. Whatever she decides to do, the thing that you can pretty much bet on is that she's going to do it from an angle and an approach that nobody's going to suggest to her now. She's going to get there her own way. She's going to get there with her counsel and the counsel of her family and some trusted friends. And what she's not going to do is listen to the conventional wisdom. It's worked for her so far. I don't see any reason to think that it won't work for her again.
Marjorie Dannenfelser, co-founder of Team Sarah, very quickly, she going to run for president?
I don't know, and I don't believe she knows, but she has certainly earned the right to do it if she chooses to.
You think she can win?
Yeah, I think if she decides that she is going to run, she absolutely could win.
All right. Marjorie Dannenfelser is co-founder of Team Sarah, as in Sarah Palin, a PAC, raising money for Sarah Palin. And Sarah Palin says she's going to need money to handle all her legal bills, $500,000 worth of ethics complaint and legal bills. Jimmy Bice is also an online blogger and supporter of Sarah Palin. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.